Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story. The title of this story is Mature in Intellect. With the intention of suppressing a group of rebellious enemies existing around Mecca and Medina, the noble prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, readied a rapid strike commando until for the purpose of advancing secretly upon the enemies in the darkness of the night and overcoming them, and appointed a youth from the tribe of Hudayl as the commander of this unit. A shallow-minded person remonstrated, saying, "Why have you appointed the youth as our chief? We refuse to obey his orders. You ought to have appointed an elderly person as the chief and commander of the army." The noble prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Oh, shallow-minded person, although he is a youth, nevertheless, he possesses a strong heart and a sound intellect, whereas the elders that you talk about, although they possess white beard and apparently should be given the leadership, however, their hearts are dark as pitch. On numerous occasions, I have put this youth to test and found him to be mature in intellect. Elderly in age, but lacking in intellect, yields no benefit. Strive to the maximum extent possible to be elderly in intellect and religion, for leadership is determined not by age, but by intelligence, reflection, and a pure, luminous heart."
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iWeb English Radio Well, in Lantern what we do is to talk about different stories and then shed light on the points that we can take out of these stories and make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims Well, there is a quiet assumption that exists in many families and many societies The older a person is, the more right they must be We often hear phrases like, he's older, he has sinned more, or she has lived for 70 years, so surely she knows better. And there is some truth behind this. Age can bring experience, years can teach patience. A person who has lived through hardship may see things that a younger person has never encountered. But there is an important question that we really ask. Does growing older automatically make a person wiser? Islam gives us a surprising clear answer. No. Age deserves respect. Experience deserves to be heard. But neither age nor seniority is by itself a measure of truth. The Holy Book of Quran makes this principle particularly clear when it criticizes people who simply follow what their ancestors did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاؤُنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And when it is said to them, follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, they say, nay, we follow what we found our fathers upon, even though their fathers had no understanding of anything, nor were they guided aright. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 170. Notice something fascinating here. You see, the Holy Book of Quran does not say that our ancestors were necessarily bad people. The problem is following them without thinking. The question is not who said this first. The question is this true? And this is where aql, or reason and intellect, become so much important. In the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, intellect is not simply the ability to memorize information. It is the ability to distinguish truth from falsehood, to examine what we hear and to arrive at what is right through the understanding. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, العقل ما أصاب به الصواب بالنظر وأدرك به ما لم يدركه بالحواس. The intellect is that by which a person reaches what is correct through reasoning and recognizes what cannot be grasped merely through senses. And there is another beautiful saying that is attributed to Imam Ali alayhi salam. العقل هو الذي يضع الشيء مواضعه. The intelligent person is the one who puts everything in its proper place. That means an intelligent person does not automatically dismiss the young people they are young. And neither does he automatically accept the old simply because they are old. He evaluates, he listens, he thinks, and then he decides. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern, and we are talking about the very famous saying, which is not quite right, and the importance that the societies and people used to give to the age and seniority and the right that they gave to older people for their age. And the fact that the holy religion of Islam disproves such belief and gives importance and priority to reason. Well, now let's think about how revolutionary the principle can be inside a family. Imagine a young woman saying, I don't think this way of raising children is healthy. An elder relative answers, we've raised children this way for generations. But generations are not evidence. If something is right, we should preserve it because it is wise, not merely because it is old. And if something is harmful, its age does not transform it into wisdom. This is not disrespected toward elders. Actually, it may be a deeper form of respect. Because genuine respect does not require us to pretend that someone is always right. We can honor a person's years, listen to their experiences, thank them for what they have taught us, and still use our own God-given intellect. The Holy Book of Quran praises precisely this kind of person. And it says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب. Those who listen to the word, then follow the best of it, those are they whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, and those are the men of understanding. Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 18. Look at the order now. First, they listen. Then they evaluate. Then they choose the best. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell. And may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.